Hello, my dear ones. This is Allison Scammell, and I have a very, very high value episode for you today that will lead to profound results in your life and your business if you feel ready to call that next level quantum success in. And I have a hunch that if you're here tuned in, listening to me right now, you are ready. Today, we're speaking about how to fully book or sell out your products or services with soul clients. So we're gonna go beyond just mapping out your ideal client avatar today. We're actually going beyond ideal clients. And certainly all soul clients are ideal, but we're moving into the crazy ideal. The amazingly ideal, the clients that are so ideal that you have a soul connection to them. And these are the people you're calling in to consume your premium offerings, your most valuable products and services. And we'll be talking about how to fill your business up with these beautiful souls. So in today's episode, we define what a soul client is and what makes them different. Why soul clients are motivated to pay you premium prices for your offerings and how to call soul clients into your business with ease. We will end on a very powerful challenge that will enable you to tap into the fifth dimensional energy waves and frequencies on planet right now, and to use this high vibration energy to call in your soul clients with ease. And you can do this whether you're new to business or have been at this for a while. So you better stay with me until the end. Welcome to She Grows, a podcast for soul-guided women entrepreneurs ready to be seen and get fully booked using their unique genius, intuitive voice, and spirit guides. Each week, we'll explore how to create offerings based on what you do best, so you can have a wait list of ideal clients and bring in continuous income. I'm your host, Allison Scammell. Let's get growing. Hey there, She Grows Nation. That is the name of this sisterhood of soul-guided entrepreneurs. If you're not already a citizen of She Grows Nation, then I invite you to join our Facebook group of over, yes, we're now over 1,000 women running heart-based businesses that are in service to each other and the planet. Today, we have a really, really high-value, powerful episode for you. So you're very smart to be tuning into this because we're talking about soul clients, and soul clients, tuning into them and calling them into your business can mean the difference between success and abundance and a good experience and six figures, if you will, and the difference between that and pure and utter joy, multi-six figures, seven figures, energy, abundance, unlimited potential, genius. Soul clients takes everything you're doing now, no matter how good they are, and it takes it all to the next level, to that realm of limitless abundance. And this is all so much better than I ever could have imagined. And that, my friends, is the magic of soul clients. Before we get into what they are, I want to spend a minute talking about the new energy on planet. And the reason why that is relevant is because it's making it more accessible to us. Even if you feel like you're not a very intuitive person, this new energy is going to help facilitate your ability to connect to your soul client avatar. And for the purposes of this episode, I'm just going to use the pronoun her to describe your soul client avatar. But if you prefer to use he or they, please pick the pronoun that works best for you and your business. So going back to the new energy on planet, on December 21st, 2020, a new age was kicked off on planet Earth, and that is the age of Aquarius. And what defines the age of Aquarius is that it is a time of great innovation. There is the potential in this energy for a great expansion of hope and abundance. And a big characteristic of this new age is an upgrade in the energy you experience, in the vibrations you're vibrating at, because you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And at the end of the day, you and I are but energy. And as I sit here talking to you, I'm vibrating and I am trying to vibe at a high vibrational space as I'm calling in my genius, my unique genius that I'm calling up to share with you. And when I'm in this super high vibrational space, I'm not reading notes. Got a few bullet points here, but that's it. I'm just allowing it to flow through me. I'm connected to higher self. I'm connected to source and other non-physical consciousness that's helped guiding my words. And I'm just letting this information pass through me. And this vibration that I'm at right now is fifth dimensional energy. It's a higher vibrational energy. We as humans spend, you know, when we're in our real logical mind, and let's say we're talking to our partner about what we're going to eat for dinner and who needs to go to the store to buy what. That's an important conversation. I mean, we need to know what's for dinner, right? Or at least I like to know. And so that's all very logical mind stuff. It's important. I'm glad I can do that. But that's all a lower vibrational frequency. We're in the third dimension. We're just a few dimensions down in that really human experience. And for most of, you know, even if you go back to when the internet was invented and we first started doing online businesses, and I mean, obviously you can go back farther than that, but you know, for most of at least the online business world, we've been operating in the third dimension. You know, you got your opt-in and your sales funnel, and there's online marketing strategies, and it's all about creating tons of content. And, you know, it's all real third dimensional logical brain stuff. And for a long time, it really worked, and it's worked better for some than others. It doesn't work quite as well typically for the spiritual entrepreneur. We're not really wired to sit around and be on social media all day long and creating content all day long. We're more interested in deep connection and service and creativity and flow and spaciousness and getting outside and connecting into nature and meditating and connecting to people we love. Like, we are called to a more balanced approach that's not so much of a push it out, push it out, push it out. It's a very masculine state of doing. Do, do, do. I need 100 things on my to-do list today in order to grow my business. That's very masculine, third dimensional, very heavy, very state of doing oriented thinking. Well, my friends, if that sounds icky to you, because it sounds icky to me, and I've done that, and trust me, it didn't work for me, and it didn't call in that much success for me either. If you want something different, you're in luck. And this new energy on planet is something different. It's higher vibrational. It's in the moment. It's very live. It's very fast. It's very fluid and unattached. And what that means is when you put an intention out into the universe, I intend to call in a soul client into my premium offering. If you are aligned to that intention and you're not attached to it, and you've done a lot of work to clean up your energy blocks, and that's a lifelong pursuit, so energy blocks, the work in cleaning up blocks and resistance is never done, but let's say you've done a lot of the work and you're in a pretty clean, clear place in the sense that you're pretty aligned to that intention. You're thinking good thoughts about it, you're having good emotions about it, makes you feel excited and expansive and exhilarated and creative, and you feel like you're really in your genius, that soul client is going to arrive to you in a fast, fluid, spacious way that might blow your mind. It might be like, how the heck did that soul client arrive there? And if I can give you an example from my own life of how, what I mean by this, I was sitting in a session with my coach, and my coach asked me, and I don't know why she asked me this, but she felt called to ask me to get a psychic hit about a CEO of a large billion-dollar company, a CEO who I'd never heard of before. I had heard of the company, but not this particular individual. So I tuned into it, and I got a very clear, detailed psychic hit about this individual who has the CEO has a very high energy footprint. All this stuff came flooding through for me about this person, and I'm going to be vague for confidentiality reasons about who this person is. And I got a lot of detailed information, so I shared it with my coach, and she just, on a whim, decided to reach out to this CEO who she had no prior relationship to via LinkedIn, and the CEO answered. My coach had literally written 2 to 3 lines of my psychic hits, and this CEO answered immediately and said, I am interested. I want to hear more. Email exchange ensued. That culminated in a discovery call. And my coach and I thought what we would do is pitch this individual. What came clear to us is that this CEO needed both of us. This CEO needed coaching a little bit from me and a little bit from my coach. So she, my coach, got on the discovery call with this CEO and pitched our joint services to the CEO at a very, very large price tag, because we felt like the two of us working together is pretty valuable stuff. And that felt very energetically aligned. So one night, I live in Europe, my coach lives in the US, so it was, 8 o'clock in the evening. I was putting my 4-year-old to bed. I just finished reading the bedtime stories and tucking her in and giving her snuggles. And then I normally sit in the rocking chair by her while she falls asleep. Bad habit, I know, but I kind of enjoy doing it. And as she's drifting off to sleep, I look down at my watch and I see that it's the exact time of the discovery call in the United States, which is earlier in the day. So I said, oh, let me drop into my heart space and hold the space for this call. I'm going to hold the space for it. And in that moment, it dawned on me. I did absolutely nothing. I was asked by my coach to get a psychic hit, which I offered. She took that information, and there she was, this high-level coach, on the phone, doing a discovery call on my behalf, pitching to a CEO of a billion-dollar company my services at a price tag that was larger than anything I'd ever charged for a one-on-one client before. And I did nothing. All I was doing was in the flow. I was in my state of being. That's what I was quote-unquote doing. I was being in this fifth dimensional energy. The energy is asking you to stop efforting and start flowing and aligning and having an easeful experience from the power of your being. And I'm going to talk more about your state of being and how to call that in and why your soul clients need it in a minute. But I want to get into, before I get any further with any of this stuff, there's quite a lot to say on it, actually. I want to get into what is, or rather, who is a soul client? Well, the simple definition is you were born to serve her. You have a soul connection with your soul client avatar because you and she agreed in non-physical form. So that means before you came into this lifetime that you were going to help each other. And the reason why was because she needs something from your unique genius. She has a pain point or a desire that in order for that pain to be healed or that desire to be manifested or both, she needs something from your unique genius. And vice versa, something about working with her, serving her, whether you offer products or services, it doesn't matter. You need something from her in return. And sometimes it's as simple as you need her investment, because that investment's going to help you grow your business. But often with soul clients, she offers you something, like something about the exchange with her helps you tap into your genius deeper. It helps you get clarity. It helps you go to the next level. It helps you get a new idea, create from the next level. The energetic exchange between you and a soul client is potent. And if you just allow yourself to blow with the wind of that potency, what you can manifest into your experience will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. And because she needs your unique genius, she is going to enable you time and time again to show up as your very best. She doesn't want your excellence. She certainly doesn't want your competence. She wants your genius. And guess what? For genius, you pay premium prices. Genius is valuable. It is really, really valuable. If Elon Musk is hiring who do you hire to design the next level of batteries for an automobile, for the electric automobile, the scientist, the battery inventor, he's going to be scanning the globe for that guy or gal who invents batteries for electric cars that is so valuable. They're so good at what they do. They're so genius. He's going to pay them a lot of money, because guess what? He's going to earn, and his company's going to earn a lot of money from hiring that person. I want you to see yourself as the battery inventor for the electric car, and your client is Elon Musk, who is the CEO of Tesla, if you didn't already know that. This is what we're talking about. Geniuses aren't just left for big corporations with multi-billion dollar price tags. There's a genius inside all of us. There's a genius inside you. And I want you to start getting used to the idea that your genius is so valuable. It's worth tens of thousands of dollars per client. And your soul client avatar needs to invest premium prices in you to truly transform. She doesn't want to pay $150 an hour for your services. She's looking to pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for your products or your services. So just imagine charging premium prices to call in better clients. And when you do that, you really are able to help her get massive results in her life. And when that happens and she starts talking about that, you're going to get the most killer testimonials. You're going to get the most killer referral source. And you're going to start to align to the abundance and flow that we're experiencing on planet right now. And your business is going to grow with ease and joy. So this is how soul clients are different from regular clients. With a soul client, you have a really open and powerful ability to connect to and communicate to her energetically. So you can communicate with her before you ever meet her, before you ever talk to her and say a discovery call. And I will explain how to do that in just a minute. With soul clients, you often have a similar soul experience or journey. It can happen that you were together in a past lifetime, or that you have a similar soul origin, or you have something about your soul purpose complements each other. She's got a piece of the puzzle to your soul experience, or I like to use the metaphor mosaic. She's got a mosaic tile that you need from her to add to your soul's mosaic so you can get a clear picture of where you're going and what you're truly meant to do in this lifetime. The other unique feature of soul clients is healthy boundaries may be redefined. So if you are a coach or a healer or in the service-based industry in particular, I'm sure that you were told like, hey, with a client, there's these boundaries which you may never, ever, ever cross. Well, with a soul client, those boundaries are different and they're unique and they're tailored. And you may find yourself doing things with soul clients that feels aligned and right and in integrity and is helping you to show up as a better person that you would never ever do with a regular client where you have bigger barriers up and more rules and say, well, I can only treat this client in this way and I can't, you know, lean a little to the right or the left. While soul clients have an expansiveness and you feel like experimenting and trying new things and pushing boundaries and showing up in new and exciting ways. And guess what? With soul clients, they encourage you to rewrite some of these rule books that aren't serving us anymore. And so what happens when you don't call in soul clients? And it's not a bad thing. You can have a client who's really, really good and you earn good money from this client and you have a good experience, but it will kind of max out at good. And you're not really wired for good. You're wired for amazing, mind-blown, exhilarating. Without soul clients, you can get caught in your expertise. You get caught stuck in that zone of excellence. And even it can keep you down in that rat race of scarcity and competition because you don't feel that same level of high vibrational spaciousness. And when you're down in your zone of excellence, it's difficult to charge what you're truly worth because your true worth, your really premium prices, is found in your genius. So let's get back to the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is, at the heart of it, your state of being. It's who you are being called to be. And with this new fifth dimensional energy, it's calling us to turn on and up our divine feminine. For too long, we have been socially conditioned for that really strong masculine state of doing. You're only valuable if you're doing. You're only succeeding if you're really busy. You can only run a business if you're just doing so much that you feel like collapsing at the end of the day. Well, the divine feminine is telling us instead of spending 80% of our day doing and 20% of our day being like we used to, it's asking us to reverse that. So we're 80% of our day, we're in a state of being. And we're tuned into the question, who is my higher self calling me to be? And only 20% of our day is doing our to-do list, doing the things that need to get done to run a business. And in that being, there's so much more energy, expansion, genius. Your genius is in your state of being. Being a genius, being creative, being joyful, being connected, being in the flow. And all you have to do, take some deep breaths, pivot down to your heart space, ask your heart, higher self, who are you calling me to be? That person, your higher self, is calling you to be is the exact person your soul client avatar needs right now. And when I ask my higher self, I've been asking my higher self this a lot, the answers have been pretty consistent, but let me check in again with my higher self right now. Higher self, who are you calling me to be so I can be in service to my soul client avatars? Do you sense, dear listener, that you might be a soul client? Do you sense it? Are you feeling really connected to me? Like, you can't even explain it. I feel so connected, Allison. Why? Well, maybe you're a soul client. Maybe I'm a soul client of yours. I mean, who knows, right? Maybe we have a high level of connection. Okay, so who is my higher self calling me to be so I can be in absolute and highest service to you? Okay, so this is the answer I've been getting, and I've been getting the answer of a spiritual leader. A leader who can offer these new ideas and talk about them in ways that you can integrate into your life and action them and be them, rather, in your state of being with your divine feminine turned on. So if this is resonating with you, then this is what you are looking for, a spiritual leader to help you with all of these terms and concepts and this energy and how to utilize it and how to bring in soul clients into your experience. And I'm here serving you. I'm in the flow. I'm in my divine feminine being what I'm being called to be so I can be in highest service to you. And when you're in this frequency of being, you really can turn on and up your unique genius. It gives you energy deposits. You're in the flow. You're in the alignment. It's very unattached. And the reason why it's so unattached, because when you're in a state of doing, you're like, well, I have to do these 10 things. And when I do them, then maybe I'll get that thing I want. So let's say you want a new client. I've got to do 10 things. And when I do those 10 things, then I'll get the client. Then I'll be happy. All right? That's very low vibrational thinking. That's exhausting, actually, just saying it. Now switch it to being. I'm called to be a genius, be creative, be joyous, be in service to my ideal clients, be what she's looking for, be exhilarated, be a spiritual leader. Well, you already are. You're there. You don't need anything else except for your state of being, which you can access at any time. So you can release yourself from the trap of when I get X, Y, or Z, then I'll be happy. Then I'll be joyous. Then I'll be successful. No, because in your state of being, it's all in the moment. It's all with you. It's all inside you. Everything you ever need is here in this moment. And when you tap into the truth of that and feel into the truth of that and vibrate at that truth, you're not attached to anything. You're not attached because you have it all. So anything that you bring into your experience is bonus. It's the whipped cream on the top of your hot cocoa. It's just extra. And it's amazing. And when you're unattached, your powers of manifestation, your ability to intend your experience goes quantum. Because attachment is the thing that will time and time again kick the things you want to bring into your experience down the road. I call attachment the same as playing kick the can. It doesn't take away. It's not taking anything away. It doesn't mean you're cutting yourself off. It's just delaying. It's delaying. So in this state of being, you're in this unattached flow and you're not kicking anything down the road. That's when the energy gets live, it gets fast, it gets easy, and you call it into your experience. So, how do you call soul clients into your experience? Well, I'm gonna give you a trick here. This is really potent and powerful stuff. So, I really invite you to give this a try. Do it with me right now. Or if you can't, you're driving or maybe you're a little busy right now, set time aside later today or tomorrow to do what I'm about to take you through. So how do you call in soul clients? Well, if you've been in my audience for a while, you know I teach a certain way to connect into your higher self and your soul guides and your soul clients and pretty much everything in the non-physical realm and the spiritual realm. So it's the same. And it's both simple and profound at the same time. It's easy to do, but it does require practice. It does require consistency. It does require that you incorporate this practice into a daily or a weekly spiritual discipline or reflection or check-in or whatever you do to sort of do some inner work and reflection. So I invite you to add this to that routine, calling in soul clients. So step number one, deep breaths. You gotta quiet that thinking mind. That thinking mind will cut you off from everything. The thinking mind will say, are you sure that's what you hear? Your thinking mind will say, I'm not intuitive enough to do any of this. Your thinking mind will just simply cut you off. So sometimes it's helpful to reassure your thinking mind. And you just simply say, mind, brain, you know, whatever you want to call it, monkey mind, lizard brain. I used to call my lizard mind that sort of that like primitive part of my brain that would sometimes spin out of control. I imagined it was a gecko named Roger. And anytime Roger was really spinning, I would feed him a pomegranate seed. I don't know why. In my mind, that's what he wanted to eat. And he'd go away. So we want to quiet that sort of autopilot brain that sometimes, we're humans, right? So that sometimes is running away from us, out of control. And we do that by taking some deep breaths in, deep breaths out. And I like to breathe into the lower part of the belly. Inhale, long exhales. Make them as long as the inhales. Then step two is you pivot down. You pivot down and you place your awareness on your heart space, right on your heart chakra, right at the center of your heart. Oh, I immediately feel myself going up in vibration when I do this. I immediately feel my state of being turned on and up. I immediately get into a nice, beautiful sense of flow. I feel like I'm there right now. And then you simply, from the heart space, you tune into the energy of your soul client avatar. You can just set the intention. I connect to my soul client avatar. Spend a minute or two just connected to her energy frequency. And once you're in her energy frequency, I want you to ask her the following two very powerful questions. Number one, what do you need from my unique genius? What do you need from my unique genius? And just allow an answer to come back. Maybe you get an answer in the moment and it will come up from your heart space like a feeling. Just notice what you see, hear, sense, or have an inner knowing to be receiving. And maybe the answer will come to you in a day or two or week. Look for signs. Look for messages in oracle cards. Be open to her responding back to you at just the right time and in just the right way without attachment. So when I ask this question, what do you need from my unique genius, soul client avatar? Her name is Aurora, by the way. Aurora, what do you need from me? So I just keep getting, be the spiritual leader. That's what she needs. She needs spiritual leadership. So she herself can call these things into her experience and these practices, and she can call in soul clients with ease. So that's what I'm being called to be. Okay, so then that brings us nicely to the second question. It gets back to that divine feminine. Who do you want me to be, soul client avatar? So again, down in the heart space, ask from your heart, who do you want me to be? So I'm talking to Aurora. Be a spiritual leader. So it's all pretty clear, pretty easeful. I'm not saying this is easy because it's really not easy. You know, there's a lot of exploration I have to do. Like, what does that really mean? And how am I meant to show up as that? You know, that kicks off a whole thing. But there's an easefulness to it. It's clear. It feels true, right? And that's how it should arrive for you, easeful, somewhat clear, even if it's not crystal clear, even if you don't have the whole picture and vision yet, it should give you a little bit of clarity, a little bit of like, I might not know what my next 10 steps are, but I do know what my next one step is. And that's all you really need. And then the other part, once you connect to your soul client avatar energetically, the next part is really creating your soul client courtship for her. And that is also called a sales funnel. And it's important to create this soul client courtship for her. Otherwise, she will not find you. You need to do something or say something. We can't just have this all energetic exchange. Aurora will never find me if all I do is meditate and connect to her and communicate it to her energetically. But here I am. I launched this podcast. I've been doing podcasting now for 3 years. I've done over 100 episodes. I've done a lot of work. I've gotten really good at podcasting, I think. And here I am talking about it. Talking to her. I'm going to share this podcast episode far and wide. I'm asking others to share it. I'll invest some advertising to share it. Not a lot, but a little bit of advertising. And somewhere Aurora is going to find this podcast episode. And this is part, my podcast is part of my soul client courtship. I'm getting in front of her, but this podcast is my labor of love and it allows me to be in my genius. And I'm sharing that with you because that's how your soul client courtship can look too. You gotta get in front of her. You gotta give her a way to find you and connect to you. And that's what the courtship or the sales funnel is all about. Now, a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs don't like the idea of a sales funnel. It's just too salesy. Well, okay, I understand that. So throw out the word sales funnel and say, how am I going to court my soul client? How can I create a soul client courtship for her to bring her into my experience with joy and ease? And there are three key components to a good soul client courtship. The first is it's simple. It's always simple. I've noticed that even big corporations, when I've kind of noticed their sales funnel, and I can, now that I've been at this for a while, I can like feel myself being run through their sales funnel. It's always simple. It's very infrequently a complicated sales funnel. So that's the first component. The second is your sales funnel or your soul client courtship is built around your unique genius. So everything you do, whether you do a free opt-in or you have a community or you're doing a live event or you have a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel, whatever your tools are that you put into the courtship, it's enabling you to show up in your genius. And that's going to give you energy and that's going to get you excited about your soul client courtship. And the third component is it's authentic and edgy in your truth. If you're sitting there making marketing copy or whatever you're doing, and it's really safe, and it's really inside your comfort zone, and it's really to appease the masses so nobody gets offended by it, your soul client is not going to find that. She's not looking for you in your comfort zone. She's looking for you at the edge, at the outer edge of your comfort zone, at that edgy part of your truth. Saying the things other people are afraid to say. Being the person other people are afraid to be. She needs you to be that. She needs you to say that and do that. And when you are in that authentic, edgy place of your truth, she will find you. She will feel you. She will see you. She will connect to you. She will feel courted by you. And she will click and call and attend and sign up. And ultimately, she will invest in your premium priced offerings. So, dear listener, I have a powerful challenge for you this week. I want you to shift into the power of your being. access your being from your heart space, simply ask the question, higher self, who are you calling me to be? And set the intention to be whatever it is you receive. State of being can be a verb, it can be a feeling, it can be an adjective. A state of being can be many different things. So just being open to whatever it is you receive without judgment, without shoulding. Well, it should look this way, it should look that way. No, your higher self will guide you to the truth. The truth is the only way it should look. And from this frequency of this state of being, maybe your higher self is calling you to be free, be joyous. Go into the frequency of freedom and joy and call your soul clients in from that space. Call her in just by saying it out loud. I call you in, soul client. I call you in to this business offering. And then from this state of being, see what you feel called to create for her so she can find you. Do you feel called to create something on social media or something? Do you feel called to launch something? What do you feel called to create from this state of being to enable your soul client avatars to find you? And I want you to just spend a second with me right now, feeling the exhilaration. Imagine that it's already happened. You're fully booked with the people you were born to serve, and just feel how exhilarating that feels. Be in this energy, and this energy is going to help her to find you, and it's going to help you to call her in. Oh, my dear listener, that's all I have for you today. And I want to thank you so much for listening. And I do have a request, so listen up. I know some of you listen to me quite a bit. Maybe this is the first episode. Maybe you've listened to a lot of my episodes. But if you haven't yet left me a rating and review wherever you listen, I would seriously, seriously be so grateful. And I'm asking you this from my state of being, from a state of being grateful for you, because it's how more auroras can find me, and it's how more people can get access to this important information. It's not my information to share. I'm getting it from the divine, and I'm just helping to share it. And so your rating and review actually does a lot to help me get, you know, guests on the show who are in their unique genius, who are really in service to you too. And it also helps other people out there who want to learn more about spiritual leadership and how to grow a soul-guided business. It helps them to find this content as well. And I'm going to start giving shout-outs to people who leave ratings and reviews. So I'd love to give you a shout-out on a future episode. And dear friend, if you'd like my help calling in your soul client avatars into your business right now, then download my free checklist to remove the 5 visibility blocks that are preventing your soul clients from finding you. Your offerings are too important for her not to find you. So this checklist will help you be seen and get fully booked. You can find a link to download on my website, alisonscammell.com, as well as in the show notes.